You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The Reserve Bank of India this week launched the first pilot project for the retail digital rupee in Mumbai, New Delhi, Bengaluru and Bhubaneswar. The retail digital rupee project has started in a closed user group with the participation of four lenders, State Bank of India, ICICI Bank, Yes Bank and IDFC First Bank, as well as customers and merchants. The launch comes a month after the Reserve Bank of India started a pilot in the digital rupee wholesale on November 1st. In the second phase of retail digital rupee project, 9 more cities and 4 more banks will be included. The retail digital rupee is in the form of a digital token that represents legal tender and would offer features of physical cash like trust, safety and settlement finality, according to the RBI. The central bank, while announcing the pilot project on November 29, said, as in the case of cash, it will not earn any interest and can be converted to other forms of money, like deposits with bank. On to economy, gross goods and services tax collections came in at Rs 1.46 trillion in November, up 11% on year but 4% lower sequentially, reflecting a slowing of the consumption momentum and easing of inflation. The November figure is the lowest since August's figure of Rs 1.44 trillion, despite the festive season. Government officials, meanwhile, have indicated that the centre's own pre-devolution GST revenue for the full fiscal may be higher than the budget estimate by around Rs 1.5 trillion. Higher inflation and pent-up demand have boosted the revenue. The average monthly GST collections this fiscal have been Rs 1.49 trillion, as against Rs 1.23 trillion last fiscal. A finance ministry statement on Thursday said monthly GST revenues have been at over Rs 1.4 trillion for 9 consecutive months now. According to the data, out of the gross GST revenue, central GST was Rs 25,681 crore, state GST Rs 32,651 crore, integrated GST Rs 77,103 crore, and cess Rs 10,433 crore. In some more economy news, the central government will likely raise its budgetary capital expenditure to about Rs 9 trillion in the next fiscal from the Rs 7.5 trillion allocation for FY23. Official sources indicated to FE. It aims to enhance CAPEX meaningfully for the fourth straight year in the upcoming budget for FY24, as it believes a sustained push to productive spending will spur economic growth, more so when a favorable base effect wanes. However, the pace of rise in the budgetary CAPEX in FY24 could be lower than the 27% rise budgeted for FY23 thanks to a high base and limited capacity of departments and other relevant agencies to spend higher amounts year after year. However, the pace of the rise in CAPEX in FY24 will still beat the growth in revenue spending by a wide margin, as the centre bets big on the former's higher multiplier effect. Just like this fiscal, the enhanced CAPEX outlay will include the long-term interest-free loans to states for asset creation. Meanwhile, NDTV founders Radhika Roy and Pranoy Roy resigned as the directors of Promoter Group Vehicle RRPR Holding Private Limited, as Adani Group neared the takeover of the television channel. The Roy still hold a 32.26% stake in NDTV as promoters and have not resigned from the board of the news channel. In the establishment, Pranoy Roy is the chairperson of NDTV and Radhika Roy is the executive director. According to a stock exchange filing, New Delhi Television Limited said the two have resigned as directors on the board of RRPR Holding Private Limited with immediate effect. RRPR is the promoter of NDTV. It held a 29.18% stake in the news channel. The conversion of warrants into equity because of non-payment of the loan gave the Adani Group entity almost all shares of RRPR Holdings. After using the Aadhaar platform for the delivery of government schemes to people, the Unique Identification Authority of India has extended its e-authentication platform to around 300 fintechs and NBFCs in the last 6 months for onboarding of customers, which will drastically reduce their customer acquisition cost, its CEO Saurabh Garg told FE. This has brought down customer acquisition cost from Rs 500 to 700 per person to Rs 3. He said the government would showcase Aadhaar and India Stack during the current G20 presidency and how it could be used by other countries for their residents and their digital economy. India Stack comprises technology products including Aadhaar, UPI, eSign, DigiLocker and Umang. And at last, Singapore Airlines this week announced that Vistara will be merged with Tata Group-owned Air India. Tata Group owns a 51% stake in Vistara and the remaining 49% shareholding is with Singapore Airlines. As part of the transaction, SIA will also invest Rs 2,058.5 crore in Air India. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.